With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wisconsin voters are heading to the polls today in a closely watched election for a seat on the state Supreme Court, which has national implications for the future of President Trump's legislative agenda. Former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel is the conservative candidate for the Supreme Court.
My opponent went out and promised she was going to engage in congressional map redistricting, which would result in, she said, two Republican congressional seats turning Democrat. That's the danger, because you take out two Republican congressional districts, and suddenly now you have at the national level, President Trump doesn't have any majority behind him. They see a great opportunity to change not just Wisconsin politics, but American politics.
Polling places in Wisconsin will be open until 7 p.m. local time tonight. Spending in the hotly contested Supreme Court race expected to exceed $100 million. There are two congressional races being decided today in Florida. In the 6th District, voters will fill the seat left vacant when Republican Michael Waltz took the job of Trump National Security Advisor, and in the 1st Congressional District, the seat that was held by Republican Matt Gaetz is up for grabs. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump says the U.S. has been ripped off by its trading partners for way too long, and that's about to end.
The president has dubbed Wednesday Liberation Day. It's when he will raise U.S. tariffs to match what other countries charge. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
He's doing this in the best interest of the American worker.
Businesses are unsure what the tariffs' impact will be. The stock market has tumbled over the past few weeks, and Goldman Sachs raised its forecast for inflation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Strong storms that hammered the South and the upper Midwest this week are blamed for at least a half dozen deaths. On Wall Street, the Dow down 269 points. This is SRN News. Britain's assisted suicide bill is in trouble.
Supporters of the controversial legislation, facing a growing public backlash, have agreed to extend debate, meaning that assisted suicide might not become law before 2029. But that's the year the United Kingdom is scheduled to hold an election, the results of which might put an end to the assisted suicide bill altogether. Opponents say the measure will victimize the disabled and the elderly, for whom a right to die might become a duty to die. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
National pro-life groups are organizing a lobbying effort with Congress and the Trump administration aimed at eliminating funding for Planned Parenthood. Pro-life advocates believe that Republican control of the White House and Congress presents a unique opportunity to end federal reimbursement for the nation's biggest abortion business. Some also think that Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency could be a valuable tool for getting the job done. This is SRN News. The village where a young Abraham Lincoln came of age is in for a long overdue facelift.
Lincoln lived in New Salem, Illinois as a young man from 1831 to 1837. The federal government reconstructed the village in the 1930s, but long neglected maintenance has led to major problems. The drive shaft in the grist mill has fallen out of the floor, and the roof of the carding mill has a hole the size of a refrigerator. After agitation by Gina Gilmore Wolter of the New Salem Lincoln League and action by local lawmakers, Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration pledged this month to put up $8 million to restore the village, which annually draws hundreds of thousands of visitors. Keith Peters, Washington.
Hours after a nearby town was evacuated, a volcano is erupting in southwest Iceland. Molten rock is on the move, accompanied by an intense earthquake storm. More details, SRNNews.com.